USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Misinformation. That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott described President Biden's speech Tuesday on voting integrity laws sweeping the nation after the 2020 general election.
President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
The National Interagency Fire Center is reporting more than 14,000 firefighters and support personnel were attacking fires covering 1 million acres of land out west. More than 60 active large fires are burning in western states and Alaska. Senate Democrats reached a partisan agreement Tuesday night on a $3.5 trillion budget plan that would expand Medicare and fund climate change initiatives. After Tuesday's dismal inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index jumped over 5% since this time last year. Economists are questioning if now is a good time to print more money. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wally, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician. And I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of Son of a Death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In Son of a Death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.